Hello and welcome. We're now going to present our case for class four here tonight. And this is a, as we kind of intimated earlier, kind of a sad case, but it's illustrative of the law of agency. That's why we use it. It's the case of Michael Murillo versus Park Slope U-Haul. Like so many sad stories, it starts out very happy, whereby the Murillo family, which is a father and a mother and three sons, Michael, Alex, and Christopher, have just announced that they have purchased a summer home in very far eastern Long Island, known as Shelter Island. Shelter Island is a rather large island between the two forks of Long Island in the far eastern portion out towards the Atlantic Ocean. And it's a very nice summer spot where people go to vacation. And to have a home on the water is a lovely thing. And the Murillo family was a very hardworking, wonderful, tight family. And they worked hard their whole lives. And now they were able to purchase the summer home on Long Island where they could visit from their regular home in Brooklyn, New York, in New York City. Well, they purchased this summer home, and the father, Alex Sr., goes to his son, Alex Jr., his son, Michael, his son, Christopher, and says, "Hey guys, we need to start moving some furniture we're not going to use in our regular house out to the new summer home. So what I want you to do is I want you to rent a U-Haul van. Here's my credit card. Go rent a U-Haul van. Load it all up with all the furniture that your mom has segregated and put into the garage that she wants to go out to the summer home. This is furniture we're not using in our regular home anymore. We want to have it out in our summer home so we don't have to buy all new furniture out there." And the kids, who are very excited about this summer home, all these teenagers, decide, "Oh, sure, this is great." And they take dad's credit card and they go to the U-Haul dealer in Park Slope, which is a portion of Brooklyn, and say to the manager there, a woman by the name of Hazel Sylvester, "We need a van to load up all of our furniture that my mom doesn't want. We're going to probably make multiple trips. And we want you to give us your best deal on a van. Here's my dad's credit card." Well, the manager takes it, says, "I only have one van that fits your needs that you can take. And sadly, it's got a door that sticks. So, you know, sometimes the door pops open and you got to slam it closed." And the kids say, "Oh, that's fine. Not a problem." And nothing much bothers them. And they say that that's fine, we'll take it. So they take the van and they go home and they load it up in their house in Brooklyn. And then they pick up a few of their friends who will help them haul all this stuff out of the van and into the new summer home, and say, "Listen, we'll pick up some adult refreshment on our way home on this before we get home. And as a result of that, you know, back then the drinking age is 18. So all these guys are able to, most of whom are in college, are able to have an adult beverage, and they convince some of their friends to go along with them. So they all jump in the van and load it up to the gunnels with the furniture and head out to Shelter Island, which is, you know, over a 2-hour drive from their home in Brooklyn. They get there, they unload the van, and then they start heading home. Well, two of their friends were going to meet people for dinner in one of these shopping complexes on the way home to Brooklyn. And they pull into the parking lot of the shopping complex after unloading all the furniture. And they say, hey, you know what? You want to come in? We'll buy you an adult beverage. They said, no, we just want to meet our friends for dinner. So they all get out and go in. The friends get out and go into the shopping center. There's a restaurant in there, go to dinner. Well, as they're driving throughout this course of the day, this stupid door keeps popping up open. And Michael, one of the sons of the Morellos, is standing near the door and he keeps closing it. And finally, he decides he's going to stand there and hold it closed. And they're pulling out of the shopping center and a car cuts in front of them. And Alex, who's driving the van, has to slam on the brakes. And Michael, who is standing there holding the door closed, the door flies open, he falls down and breaks his neck. Thankfully, he's not killed, but by breaking his neck, he ends up being a paraplegic. As I said, a rather sad story. Well, the Morellos, seeing that they're going to have to care for this young man for the rest of their life because he's obviously now got a broken neck, sues U-Haul for his care and recovery for the rest of his life because he's now a paraplegic. He's unable to walk, and he can't live a normal life as a healthy young man. So they sue U-Haul and say, look, if that door had been working as it should have been, Michael wouldn't have had to stand there and hold it closed. He wouldn't have fallen. He wouldn't have gotten hurt. The lawsuit progresses, and the attorney for U-Haul says, hey, wait a minute. This is all sad. And yes, we had a door that was broken on our van. But you, father, are responsible for this accident too. So they bring a counterclaim against the father because he was the principal who allowed his agent to stand there and hold the door closed. The father claims, hey, I'm his father. He was doing this out of love for us. There's no agency contract here. He's my son. I tell him what to do. He does it. It's out of love. I love him. We bought him the summer house. He loves me. He wanted to help on it. There's no agency here. Well, the attorneys for U-Haul say, no, we disagree. He was your agent. He went and rented that van. You used your credit card to do it. You gave him direct instructions on what to do to load up the furniture, take it out to Shelter Island, and bring it home. That's what he was in the process of doing. He was under your express direct authority. You had there direct authority of him. What did the court find? The court said that this was a case whereby there was indeed an agency. All the elements of an agency contract were met here. That Alex Jr. Was given express authority by his father, given a credit card, given a mission to go out and do it. He was doing the job that sent him there. And yes, as the principal, Alex Sr. had a responsibility to assure that Michael, who was one of his agents in carrying this out, was doing the job in a safe and effective manner in which he wouldn't get hurt. That he was part of the responsibility chain here. Now, under New York state law, we have a provision known as comparative negligence. That means that your negligent recovery for an action in negligence, which this was, they didn't fix the door, so hence he got hurt, is reduced by the amount in which you contributed to that. And by making this agency argument, U-Haul was saying that Alex Sr., by failing to properly supervise and assure the safety of his agent, was legally responsible, at least to some portion. The court found that there was indeed an agency here, that this express authority given to the sons was that of agency. It was the authority necessary to create an agency, that all that authority was something which allowed all of the contract to occur. And as a result of that, you had a situation where there was a contribution of the negligence on behalf of the father. Now, the father wasn't there. The father sued because his son was injured for life. And the real culprit on it was the van, no question about it. But it's reduced under New York state law by any contribution. And they found a contribution by means of the comparative negligence. They found that by means of the agency contract that existed. And because of that, you have a scenario whereby there is a problem with respect to the recovery. This case shows that because of the fact that you have this nature of comparative negligence, and because there is allowed a gratuitous agency, it's not just he did it out of the love for the father. He was an agent under the law, where all the elements of the agency exist, then the father is going to have his recovery on behalf of the son diminished. So that's why I say it's a sad case, but it meets all the elements of agency. And where you do, you can have a gratuitous agency, even amongst family members. I really appreciate you taking the time today to listen. And we are going to look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much.